Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come to your homes today with a beautiful message of something to believe in. This is a day the Lord hath made. The Bible said we could and we should rejoice and be glad therein. Because if God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. So we thank you for tuning our way this morning. I do hope that we can bring a ray of sunshine to your heart and life. And tell you truly, there is something you can believe in, and that something truly is Jesus Christ. Well, let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this song here for you. And this is a beautiful song. I hope you enjoy this one.
It must have been a sad day for all his disciples when Jesus was gone. Stop to remember. Very soon now we're all going home. Tarry here a little while, my brother. Tarry here and walk while it's day. Tarry here, it won't be much longer.
Martha singing, Terry here, just a little while longer. It won't be much longer. By the signs of time, this could be the very day. So I'm trusting that you're ready to meet God, because we don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming. Well, I want to remember Miss Neely today, Doris Neely, Arvin Neely's wife, who fell and broke her arm. I hope you're doing better, Doris. I hope you're healing fast. And then Bobby and Alicia and Cindy Coulter, I appreciate them. And then Miss Ruby Dixon, I remembered her last week, I think. I'm not sure. I just kind of reached over and got these letters here. But Ernie and Betty Jo Adkins, I appreciate them. And I hope they're doing real well. I don't hear from people too often. And I just got a kind of supposing that they're doing all right. And Betty Jo and Ernie, hope you're doing well. And then James and Louise Ellison, I hope they're doing real well. And then Miss Glenna Brown, I hope that she's doing real well. And then I want to remember Ed and Mary Jo Ballins. You haven't talked with them for a while, and I don't know how they're doing, but I hope that they're doing real well. So my prayer is going out to you. I know that these are hard days that we're living in today, and we got to trust in God more so than ever. So I'm praying for Ed and Mary Jo Ballins. I hope they're doing real well. All the people that are listening to this broadcast, I think every week I hear of a different one that listens to this broadcast, and I talk to them, and they assure me that they listen. So if you're listening today and you're a new listener, I appreciate it. If you're an old listener, I appreciate it. But anyhow, I appreciate all that listen to this broadcast. So I'm going to play this song especially just for you. And this one says, Victory in Jesus. Songs just feel like singing right along with it. That's one of the old church songs, Victory in Jesus. I thank God that I have victory in Jesus. I face my difficulties, I face my heartaches, and you will have heartaches, you'll have disappointments in this life, you'll have tribulations and trials will come your way, but Jesus said, I have overcome the world, and because I overcame the world, you can also. So I got news for you today that we are overcomers in Jesus Christ. So let's go right back now and listen to this song. I want to send this out to Patty and Barry Harper.
One evening while he's mom was fixing supper. He handed her a piece of paper that he had been working on. And after she wiped her hands on her apron, she takes the letter in her hand and she begins to read. And this is what it said. For mowing the lawn, Mom, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, Mama, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash the other day, Mama, $1. And for getting a good report on my report card, $5. For raking the yard, Mom, $2. He said the total is $14.75. Well, the mother stood there thinking while 1,000 memories began flashing in and out of her mind. So she picked up the pen, she turned over the letter, and this is what she wrote back to that little boy.
For the 9 months I carry you, growing inside of me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctor, you pray.
And for all the time and the tears and the cost down through the years, by my son, there's no charge.
When you add it all up, the real cost of my love.
For all of this, there is no charge.
For the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. The knowledge, the cost of your kindness, no charge.
And for all the toys, the food and the clothes, and the many times I've had to wipe your nose, there's no charge, my son. When you add it up, all up,
when you add it all,
the real cost of my love is no charge. Well, when the mother got through talking with the little boy, he looked up at her with great big tears in his eyes. He said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he reached out, he took the letter in his hand, and he wrote in great big words, paid in full.
Add on the real cost of my love.
The real cost is no charge.
Well, Patty, I hope that makes you feel better. I know that Patty's been going through a tough time, and she's been faced with a lot of problems, so you continue to pray for her. I will be going to Pillar of Truth this morning. I've been filling the pulpit there for Brother Barry, and Patty has had surgery, and she's not doing all that well, so you continue to lift her up, lift Martha up in prayer. Doris Neely, and I've got several people that we need to remember in our prayers. Well, let's go right now, listen to this song, and I'll be right back with today's message.
A boy grew up in Nazareth, known throughout the land. Well, he had a way of doing things crafted with his hand. Folks came from near and far, heard his work was good. One day he would be known as the master of the wood. By the time that he was 30, doing everything he done, everyone who knew him knew he was the father's son.
Jesus, a man from Galilee. They said
the carpenter, but he's more than that to me. But he's a picture of forgiveness, painted with his blood, dying for my salvation, the master of the world. Well, in the city of Jerusalem, a man of 33, convicted of a crime and sentenced to be nailed to the tree. Well, as they nailed him to the cross, they never understood that when he speak those final words, it's finished, he would become the master of the world. But he's more than that to me. He's the picture of forgiveness, painted with his blood, dying for my salvation, was the master of the Lord. The design. My salvation. He was the master of the wood.
Yes, sir, he was the master of the wood. Cursed is every man that hangeth upon a tree, but he was willing to go to Calvary, and he died that we might live. And because he died, well, we die one time, that's it. We won't see death any longer. After we die one time, that's enough. And he died for us, and he took the keys to hell, death, and the grave, and said, whom the Son set free is truly free indeed. So this morning, I want you to thank God for that. If you don't think you got anything to be thankful for, just think about the great salvation plan, how he died on your cross that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, let's go right now listen to this sermon.
Mark's Gospel in chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also other little ships with him. And there arose a great storm of wind, and waves beat upon the ship, so that it was now full. And as he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow, and they awakened him and said unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose, he rebuked the wind. He said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas obey him? I want to talk about four great things today that gives us great hope in the book of Mark. In chapter 4, you will find, first of all, that it talks about the presence of Christ. In verse 35, he said, and the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Where can we go from thy presence, O God? David spoke back in the psalmist David, if I climb into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Whither shall I go from thy presence? Have you ever stopped to think about it, that you cannot escape the presence of God? He rides upon the clouds, but yet he walks through the lowliest valley. He climbs the mountains. He's the lily of the valley, the bright, the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. And when we think about the presence of God, God's presence is everywhere, even in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the storm, in the good times, in the bad times. God's presence is always there. Don't never think that you're walking along. I think one of the greatest songs that was ever written, where it said, where no man stands alone. And no man stands alone because God is always present with him. Then verse 36, he says,
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. The promise of Christ. The Bible said he promised us he would never leave us, he'd never forsake us. Lo, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. In the sickest moment, in the greatest moment, in the saddest moment, in the most terrible moment of your life, when everything has disrupted your life and it seems like there's no hope, no care, no one cares, no one understands, then Jesus Christ, we can stand upon the promise. One of the songs that we sing today in our churches is Standing on the Promise. Many people are only sitting on the premises, but we are standing on the promise. God promised us he'd never leave us. God promised us a son. And sure enough, he gave us his only begotten son. His promise has always been sure. His promise has always been steadfast. And he has never given up on his promise. Then in verse 38, we find the Bible said, and he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on the pillow. And they awake him and they say unto him, Master, care us not that we perish. You see, we sometimes don't understand the great power of God. We sing the song, there's power, power, power in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. God has power. Can you imagine the God of the universe riding along with him in life? His presence, his promise is always there. And when things come in our life that we need his help and his care, then he has the power for every source. He is the power source of every person's life. The Bible said, I give you power. He that cometh to me, I will give you power to tread upon serpents. I will give you power that you might be able to overcome the world. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible said he poured out his Spirit upon the world. He said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And after the Holy Ghost has come upon our life, then we have power. We have power to walk this uneven journey of life. We have power to be successful. We have power to be the ambassador that God wants us to be. We have power to be the witnesses that God wants us to be. Now, he doesn't give us a power source so that we can go out and do a miraculous and miracles and do all of these things that we might receive the honor and receive the glory. But he gives us power for service because we need power in our life. You cannot witness, you cannot preach, you could not sing a song without the power of God giving you the manifestation through and by the Holy Spirit working in you, because the Bible said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that is that power that God invested in your life. The people down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans, would give anything just to have a little electricity, the power that runs their life. They cannot run their stores, they cannot run their homes because they're out of power. You know, every time a storm comes, people are powerless. And you know, sometimes we feel the same way. When the storms come in our life, we feel that we're so powerless. But that power that God gives us, that power that sustains us in the time of all of our problems, in the time of all of our troubles and situations, it is the power of Christ that rests within the individual. You have that power. If you've been born again through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God now dwelleth within you, and you have power to be the person that God wants you to be. You have power to be the reliable person, to be able to labor, work, and do the things that God has called you to do. And in verse 39, notice the Bible said, and he arose, he rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. The peace of God that Peter said surpasses, it goes on and passes. It goes on and passes all hope, and goes on and passes all the other pieces. It surpasses all understanding. The peace of God that is settled within our spirit, that's settled within our soul, and that peace that gives us that comfort and that hope that, like David said, though we do walk through the valley of the shadow of death, not to fear no evil, because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The songwriter sat down one day and wrote a song, peace, peace, wonderful peace. And then Martha sings that song, the only real peace. This peace that comes from God is a real peace. It's a peace that will sustain you regardless of any situation. Well, standing there all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for
Mount Calvary, I can show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Just ahead, an old familiar pathway I can see. From the light that's in the distance, that old cross I plainly can see. Through tear-stained eyes, I struggle on, as a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. My way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Yes, this narrow path will take me there.
Yes, sir, this narrow path will take me there. I remember a man one time I was in church, and I asked the people to come around the altar to close the service around the altar. And we were going out the door, and he said, "Preacher," I was offended by that. He said, "I made one trip to the altar many years ago, and that was enough for me." Well, I can't get enough of the altar. I love to call upon God. He said, call upon me in a time of need. And I'm always in need. I need more of God. And I hope today that this broadcast has blessed you some way, and there's somehow or another this soul's been saved, or you've been touched and you've been uplifted by it. Father, I bring my long, long listening audience to you. You, Lord, you can work mighty miracles. You can speak and cause the great storms to cease. And Lord, you can cause the same thing to happen within our lives. So I pray today that you'll bless my unseen audience. Touch this ministry and use me for thy glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. Don't forget now, you can pull us up on stbi.org. I'll talk with Dana Olson this week, and he told me some things about the internet that I didn't know. But right under our picture, if you pull it up, right under our picture, it says click here. Well, you can click there, and he put our 50th wedding anniversary in the internet, and it'll show you a lot of pictures of me, my wife, and the family. And I appreciate Dana. I appreciate Daryl way out there in Arizona. They're taking care of my internet and blessing many people. He told me it's been hit a lot of times, and a lot of people are listening to it. So that's what we're all about, the ministry of Christ. We try to get the ministry of Jesus Christ, and you can be a part of this ministry by supporting this minister. I'm not a sinking ship, my friend. I'm going to stay afloat until God comes, and when he calls me home, then I'll go home to be with the Lord. But right now, I'm going to continue this ministry with your help and your support until Jesus comes or calls me home. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.